It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. Among the seemingly infinite amount of coronavirus news this week was a report in the LA Times about how the disease is an issue in Europe, where government officials are trying to ease the public's fears by publicly continuing with the traditional greeting of a kiss on both cheeks with each other. If the bosses aren't concerned, the thought goes, you shouldn't be either. But, and we've talked about this before, there's also the handshake, and we know that handshakes are a great way to transmit the flu. I was at a conference last week, and there were a lot of handshakes, and every time you shook someone's hand, it was a split second afterwards that you thought, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. One time, I instinctively went for a handshake, the other guy thought better of it, and I ended up grabbing and shaking his forearm, which was weird. All right, but the bottom line is the same as we've said about handshakes and the flu before, which is maybe this should be the end of physical contact for greetings. No handshakes, no kisses, no hugs. You can't get sick from a nod and a wave. I'll be non-contact greeting you tomorrow, same time, same place, but right now, that's enough.